Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Real people.
Real celebrity.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building.
Yo, boy, Choi Av. That's the part where I say my name. I'm good, man. I ain't do this in a while. I'm mad tired, but I'm good. I'm blessed.
Well, I'm glad.
Man.
Yeah, you need to be here because you know you had the internet going nuts last week.
Everybody was like, "Oh, I had an uproar."
You sold 4,500 records.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly, that's what they
said. 30 physical copies.
Right
now,
were those numbers accurate?
No, I don't know. They wasn't accurate. You know what I'm saying? I think Billboard wrote like an article after about what exactly happened because you know that was really my first time going selling stuff. Like the other time, I had New York City the album. I put it up for sale for 12 hours, and then after that, I put it out, you know, for free on live mixtapes with Dat Piff or whatever. But this was the first time I went and did it full out. It'll go cap it, Best Buy, whatever. What happened was I dropped the album on Friday. Usually albums drop on Tuesday, and the physical copies wasn't supposed to come out till Tuesday. You feel me? So what happened was between Friday to Monday, I guess SoundScan is reported from Friday to Monday. So from Friday to Monday, I sold like 4,300 or whatever, under 4,500, you know what I mean, in those 2 days or whatever. And then on the, what was it? On Tuesday, the 30 copies that were sold, they were sold illegally. Like, I don't give a fuck they were sold illegally because I just want my music out.
Right.
But basically, it was like the mom and pop stores that had them.
Gotcha.
And if people came and asked for them early, they were just giving them. And it was really this one store in the Bronx, you know what I mean? I sold the 30 copies. But shout out to them. They got my music out. I ain't tripping.
Mm-hmm. Is 4,500 records sold a flop for independent artist first week?
Hell no. Hell no. You got to think. Like, I seen everything going in the uproar and all that, and it said I sold 4,500 records, but if I'm getting 95% of my bread, and that within that week from that Friday to the, It wasn't from Friday to Friday. I made Friday to Saturday, whatever. I made 120 bands. You feel me? Between the record sales, between 30,000 singles, between, you know what I mean, doing hosting. So, like, when you independent and you really self-made and self-paid independent, then it don't matter. It don't matter. You got to get the slow grind, like the Reasonable Doubt grind. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they going to catch on later and they keep picking up and picking up and picking up. And at the end of the day, I'm here to make money. I'm here to get the paper. And now I understand what Jay-Z meant by, can he really match a triple platinum artist buck by buck with only a single going gold? I could really match a platinum artist buck by buck with not even a single going gold. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because what usually happens is an artist, they'll get a deal, and their regular deal, they get 15% of every dollar. A little more if they hot, you know what I'm saying? And now, with me, I'm getting 95% of every dollar. So if an artist get 15% of every dollar, they sell a million singles or whatever, they supposed to be owed $150,000. But the record label done spent $250,000, $300,000 to make them hot. Mm-hmm. So really what happens if they spend $250,000, their artists owe $100,000 back to the label. You feel me? With Troy Ave, it don't cost me nothing to make no album. I got my own producers. I got my own art, graphic design.
You don't pay for features?
Nah, I don't got. When you got the respect, when they see you coming up and they see you like you the boy, they going to do that off the strength.
Right.
Same way I do it. You know what I'm saying? If I see somebody moving, I'm going to do that off the love. And everybody you see on there like, yo, we rocking with you. What you need? Or shoot me back a feature or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all just have five in here. He's like, yo, whatever you need. 50. You know what I'm saying?
You make it sound like police.
Yeah. 50. Yeah, so what I was saying is, like, if I turn around and I sell 100,000 records or whatever, like, I'm getting more money than somebody who went platinum, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just talking about singles, and singles be moving everything.
How much does BSB get off that? Cause, I mean, of course it's going to sell more than 4,500 over time, but how much does BSB get over that 4,500? Off of that
we get 95%. You know, 5% go, no, 90%. 5% go to my lawyer, and then 5% go to the distributor. But I'm so ill that I negotiated it where I need the distributor to pay 2.5 of my lawyer percentage. I pay the other 2.5. Mm. It's all about having the leverage, man, to do what you want to do.
And that's enough. He's an independent artist at his truest form, meaning he doesn't have doing radio. He doesn't have help doing everything. Comes out of his own pocket. So he pays for radio promotion. He pays for touring. He pays for everything. Usually, when an artist says they're independent, they get a little help from a label and they only get a percentage.
They got a little secret development deal or something like that. You know, it's so ill. Like, look how I came here. Y'all remember when I first started? He was like, yo, go sign to a label. Sign. He was like, yo, how long or whatever, whatever. And then I just stood here and I stood the test of time. I stayed focused on what I was going to do. I told you, I said, I'm gonna buy me a crib. I'm gonna get me a Rari. I'm gonna do this thing independent. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I still want to go to a major, mm-hmm. but as a joint venture, I want to do what Rockefeller had. I want with Murder Inc. with Bad Boy. Like, you know, that's.
Do you have to in 2015 though? Do you really need that?
I mean, it puts you on with me. It's like hustling. Like I was a heavy hustler, so I always resort everything back to that. That's my mind frame. So if I'm hustling on 100 blocks and I'm making $1,000 a day, whatever. See, I'm making $1,000 a day off of one block. Now, a record label going to put me on 1,000 blocks, but they want to take 50%. Mm-hmm. I ain't tripping. That's still more money. I got to give up half, but I'm getting more money. Instead mm-hmm. of me getting $1,000, now I'm getting, what's 1,000 times 5, what, 500,000, 50,000, whatever it is. Right. I'm still getting more money. And at the end of the day, we ain't greedy.
Now, people had a lot of jokes after they put that out there with the sales and everything. Yeah. A lot of memes, a lot of things.
Right, right.
Yeah, even Krayshawn commented. A lot of people commented.
Nah, it don't affect, like, I come from the dirt. I come from, I'm self-made and self-paid. I can't say that enough. The real things that affect me, like jokes and all that don't affect me. To me, that's like, I'm like Jackie Robinson and a racist fan. You know what I mean? Hey, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, when you see him putting his hand up and there's somebody in the crowd, like, you, whatever. It don't matter at the end of the day. Because if you look up at the scoreboard, I'm still winning. You feel? If I was broke or if I was... If the show started slowing up or I just came from Miami, I'm dead tired. You know what I mean? But I know I got to work. It's a big platform. I got to be here. You know what I'm saying? I just came from Miami. My life ain't crazy. Like, crazy. You
one,
feel
one,
me?
One thing I like about you is your confidence. But I also think
I'm
going
to tell you the crazy part, not to catch you up. Okay. I seen somebody say, yo, I don't like Troy Ave because he's too confident. What type
too
of
cocky, they say.
No, I seen too cocky, but I was like, all right, people had it on. When somebody say too confident, That shit don't make no sense to me. That's just other people's insecurities. That's me shining a spotlight on it because of my confidence. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's making them insecure. Like, it don't... What happens is they try to, like, you try to tear Troy Ave down. It's like, you got to look at the people that's writing stuff. It's either people that I came in contact with, and for whatever reason, they don't like me for a personal reason, so mm-hmm. it's a bias, you know what I mean, or whatever.
They call you Troy Average.
I had a song. I heard somebody call me Troy Average. Well, let me tell you about this shit. And average, 2 to 4, what the fuck you say? I'm talking 2 to 4 new hoes on the average, and they 8.5 to dime on the average. Every show I get a dime on the average, and my dime is about 81 carats.
So you played with it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't affect me. You got to think, when these people tear down Troy Ave, it's like, who else do we got from the city that's doing it this way? Mm-hmm. You ain't just trying to tear down me. You trying to tear down a generation of people. You want them to lead and follow somebody else? You want them to be drug addicts? Or you want them to have... I represent ambition. I represent grinding. Coming from the bottom, when people tell you, you can't do nothing. You can't not. Nah, you ain't going to be this, or you ain't going to be that. Y'all all went through the same struggle. Look at the platform that y'all at. You feel what I'm saying? Like, everybody came from... I'm pretty sure Envy had to carry crates or whatever. You know what I'm saying? People got more pride than money. And I'm willing to take risks. I put my pride to the side. I put my money where my mouth is. I put my work ethic, I sacrifice to be where I'm at. So for somebody to try to tear me down and slander me, it's like damn near like modern day slavery. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and to the point where they say, yeah, you know what? Troy Ave's doing too much. He's not like a humble or a type of mm-hmm. a yes a boss type of. You know what I'm saying? So we need to tear him down. You know what I mean? Not comparing myself to Malcolm or Martin, but they tore him down.
Well, you did compare yourself to Jackie Robinson and Michael Jordan, right?
Yeah, definitely, because they great. Shit, you better compare yourself to the greats if you want to be great.
But do you think part of it is comments that you've made about other artists too in the past? Because nah, people have been...
I be dealing facts.
Even like, look, calling Kendrick Lamar a weirdo, and I know you clarified that.
They asked me if I think Kendrick Lamar is a weirdo. At the end of the day, at the beginning and end of the day, when you independent and you like I am, nobody built me up, so can't nobody tear me down. So mm-hmm. I'm not held to the same restraints as an artist on a major who might not be able to say something because they're on that label with that person, or they might need this person for a feature, so let me dance around and be politically correct. Like, I just deal in facts. If somebody say, yo, Troy Ave is dark skin, that's a fact. I can't get mad. You can't get mad at somebody for reporting the news. You know, I never said Kendrick Lamar was whack. He made whack music. I just said, all right. They said, you think Kendrick Lamar's a weirdo? I said, yeah, he's a weirdo. And that was it. I didn't say it in a malicious way because I don't care. At the end of the day, you could be a weirdo. I don't care what you are. As long as it don't affect me and mine, I don't care.
That's the only reason people are slandering you the way they
are. Yeah, or even Chance the Rapper.
They trying to tear me down because I represent everything that they not. And my confidence... That makes them become insecure because if you got people like me who ain't afraid to say, yo, I'm that what's wrong? LeBron said he's going to win because he's the best in the world, and it was an uproar. Why you can't say that? When Michael Jordan...
Charlamagne was just saying he doesn't think he should have said
because,
that.
I think you should allow other people to speak for you.
You can't because what if they don't speak for you? Then if they don't speak for you, then
maybe
what does that mean?
Maybe you're not working
hard enough. You got to put that out there. When Lil Wayne was saying he the best rapper in the world or the best rapper alive, minus Jay-Z being alive, if he didn't say that, I wouldn't have been thinking that. And then what happened? Lil Wayne ended up getting hot, and he became the best rapper to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can't wait for somebody to give you your just due. You got to take it. You feel me?
Yeah, it works when you got the actions behind it to prove it. You got to keep working. You can't just say it. You got to have the work.
You got to have the work ethic, but when you know what you're going to be, you do that. You put it out there. I remember I was talking to Meek. Shout to Meek Mill. I'm talking to Meek, and I'm like, we was talking about just rappers and saying a bunch of Chuck shit or whatever, and shit they don't got. I don't talk about nothing I don't got. And then I was like, yeah, I don't even be talking about having Ferraris or Lambo. I'm getting a Rari. Me and Envy was talking. I'm getting a Rari. I'm focusing.
Yeah, your mind. All right.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I don't be f***ing with shit like that. And Meek was like, man, I ain't gonna front. I did. But that's because I knew I was going to get it. I knew I was going to be that. I knew I was going to have the shit I was talking about. You know what I mean? And you put it out in the universe, and if you go hard and get after it, it's going to happen.
That is true.
So, well, a lot of other artists do show you respect and have been working with you, wanting to collaborate with you, wanting to sign with you. Yeah, but for some reason, I don't know why your haters are so vocal. Like, I go online and it's because
of the attitude, which is good. Yeah, you gotta have it, but it's because, like, I want to shoot him down.
The cockiness definitely. That's what I'm saying. You lose.
I'm not cocky. I'm confident, man. I know I'm not saying that I could do nothing that I can't do or that I haven't been doing. I told everybody I was going to restore the feeling in my city. I did that on the last album.
I like the New York City album, but a lot of people from New York feel like you didn't. They're like, what have you done to restore this?
What have I done? I saved a whole generation of people from being drug addicts and turning up and wearing tight pants and feeling like they can't have hometown pride. That's what I did. I look and I sound like New York, and I kept it 100 all the way through. And you feel me? And all of that, I get a majority of support. So that's why I ain't never tripping. You know what I'm saying?
You need to save people from wearing tight pants.
You got to, because look, if you start dressing feminine, what's next?
You be Caitlyn Jenner.
Listen, man, that's crazy.
I saw a whole article about Troy Ave is scared that his son might be gay.
I didn't even have a song when they wrote that.
You were doing a lot of tweets about, like, okay.
Yo, that's another thing. They be digging up my tweets from 2011, all type of stuff. Like, it's crazy. They said I said Kanye West ain't fly. Somebody just dug it up and put it out there. Like, all right. Like, what do they hope? I'm telling you, tear Troy Ave down.
You committing a very dangerous crime right now. You got Adidas and Nikes on, man.
First of all, I'm going to tell you about that, please. Because I'm going to tell you, it's so ill. It's so ill that you don't even know where that came from. That's me. Okay. I'm the one who put that out there. You can't mix and match brands. I put that out there. You can check the video. It's from like 3-4 years ago. But now it's certain sneakers that you could wear. You can put the camera on these. These ain't regular sneakers. It's certain classic joints. These are the high top Air Force Ones. They a little more money than the low top. I wouldn't do the low top. You feel me? Or certain Jordan brands, you could do this. Like, I'm one of the flyest ones moving, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying in a cocky way, I'm just dealing in facts. I got people wearing track pants from Adidas, and this is from Wex who's saying that. This is Wex at Adidas saying, sales have spiked in Adidas track pants since we did a deal with Troy Ave. I just deal in facts. I like to keep
track
it black and white.
Classic, though.
No, the track, the soccer pants, pardon me.
The soccer pants, okay.
Yeah, tracksuits, I ain't got people wearing those. I ain't going to chuck you like I've been doing that. But the soccer uniform, wasn't nobody wearing that? Wasn't nobody wearing the soccer jerseys, you feel me? And then I came through burning it up. But, yeah, you can wear Adidas with high-top Air Force Ones with the strap or like Jordans and stuff like that, but you can't just be wearing on Nikes with a regular Nike check. You can't wear Air Max with Adidas.
With the Adidas tracksuit.
Nah, you can't. That's just a note. That's no bueno. You got to get some shell toes and just keep it cool, man.
Now, how did you and 50 end up making amends? Because I know at first he felt a little bit wary, like, okay, this guy's Troy Ave.
That's because Money Nails f***ed that whole thing up, man. Nah,
Hovain!
Nah.
Look who's up, man. Hey,
Hovain.
Hovain.
Get a chair for Hovain, man.
I'm telling you, look at that Bill Cuban on his wrist. We getting money, man.
But how did that come about? Like, how did you and 50 end up having a conversation? And I know now you're supposed to do some dates with him, possibly on the road, did a song together. How did y'all finally make some amends?
It was actually at like a Chris Brown concert at the Barclays. And I was supposed to come out, but I ended up getting there a little late or whatever because I found out last minute. So, pardon me, when I get to the
Chris
spot...
Chris was going to bring you out.
Yeah, at the Barclays. So when I get to the spot, I see 50 in a joint, in a whatever that underground job, whatever it is, driveway joint, and the parking lot, indoor the arena. And then, like, I'm the type of person you ain't going to hear, like, if somebody got a problem with me, it ain't going to be like... I'm not going to be in the same room as them and know nothing happened or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't a passive person, you feel me? And that's probably another reason why I be getting some slack sometimes. But, I mean, I'm confident, whatever. So, anyway, after the whole thing, you know, with the G-Unit and the Lloyd Banks and then whatever, and then y'all asked me how I felt or whatever, and then 50 said something, I forgot on who it was. I said, man, when I see this, I'm going to pull him to the side. I got to chop it up, like, real talk, like, you know what I'm saying?
Which is a very dangerous thing to do in a lot of situations.
I mean, it's dangerous for some people, like, but I ain't a coward, you know what I'm saying? And I know who I am. So when I seen him, like, I just had real talk. I pulled him to the side, and then we kicked it, because that shit, more than anything, 50 was, that was my favorite rapper growing up, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So, like, for that shit, type of shit to happen, I felt like, yo, you supposed to embrace me, you feel me? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yo, you know what? You right. It was other shit moving around that happened with that, you know what I mean? And it wasn't, the energy wasn't directly towards me. And he said, matter of fact, you know what? Take my number, hit me tomorrow, whatever, whatever. So I'm going through the airport. I hit him. We end up talking for like 45 minutes. A 45-minute conversation end up to a $15,000 check.
Was he answering your questions? Because you know how Fifth do.
I ain't really.
And then he goes in a circle.
Yeah, nah, I ain't really asking no questions. I was just, sometimes you just got to close your mouth and open your ears. You know what I'm saying? True. Especially with somebody that been in the game that you respect and have been doing their thing. You know what I mean? So it wasn't a lot of questions. I was just kicking it with him, just regular real. So he said, I'm going to put your song on power. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I like what you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, we just took it from there and forged a relationship from there. And then once, like, I've been consistent. No matter if Fifth said something that I think was funny or whatever, I'm 100, man. I keep it all the way real. So I'm like, all right, whatever. He said that, but regardless of anything, that's still my favorite rapper. And that's who influenced me mm-hmm. to be doing what I'm doing now, getting all this money where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And then what happened, me and him went to dinner. We went at the spot that you be at. You Hunt be in my spot. Club. Yeah. Yeah. I just y'all be in my spot with motherfucking Timberland. What the f***? So I said, man, I can't go there. In the spot now. So anyway.
That's how I felt when they told me you be there. I'm like, what? I'm not coming here. No.
Man, so I go to the spot and then we just hit. He like, man, it's some fly shit or whatever. I'm like, yeah. I said, like, I just, this how I show gratitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you influenced me whether you realize it or not, indirectly or whatever, and that got me on this where I am now to be doing what I'm doing. So the least I could do is take you to dinner, and we just chopping it up, and we built from there. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny you say that, because you know you can always tell when hip hop people come to this spot. Because first thing when I go there, the first thing they said was, "Oh yeah, Troy Ave was here." I'm like,
"Hey, he was just here. You can smell that cologne, man." Now, straight up.
I see a lot of people also give you flack, man, because they said you haven't lived what you rap about. They say the whole Dope Boy Troy thing is a farce.
If it's a farce, where did the money come from? When I first came on Breakfast Club, I had a Rolex. Where you get it from? I had a Jesus piece. Where you get it from?
Hovain.
I was driving a Mercedes. Where you get it from? No. See, Hovain even had a Rolex. He had a Cartier, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But like, where do the money? You can't fake the money. Mm-hmm. That's one thing you can't fake, right, though. No, yeah. I'm good, man. I live a good lifestyle. We still in the streets, don't get me wrong. But we on, at the end of the day, I'm blessed. I pray to God, and once you on God's side, I don't never start no conflict. I'm always gonna win, cause I don't never start nothing, but I finish everything. That's a fact, though. So when I know I'm blessed, so whatever I say, whatever I do, I'm always right. You know what I'm saying? And not saying I'm right cause I'm cocky, but I got God on my side. I don't start nothing. I never started nothing since I was a man. Probably like high school, I used to be into the bullshit, starting shit, robbing, all type of dumb shit. But after that, man, right is right and wrong is wrong.
Now, do you have any idea what these numbers are going to be like when they come out
Wednesday?
I know you can predict that sometimes.
Maybe like 7,000, 8,000 maybe. Mm-hmm. 7. I don't know what the hard copies is because, you know, I'm independent, so we don't ship like how I think usually labels might ship 50,000 hard copy with mm-hmm. everything transformed to digital. So we only did a few mom and pop stores mm-hmm. and a few Best Buys. So they might have shipped 600 copies altogether of right. the hard copies, because the majority of people streaming it on Spotify. Like I probably made at first it was 15 bands off of Spotify streaming off of the record Doodle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like the streaming, this shit is real. This new age streaming and downloading, mm-hmm. this shit is real. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And at the end of the day, to be honest, not New York City, Major Without a Deal, that was supposed to be a mixtape. I was supposed to get that shit to. That Piff. I was supposed to get a little bag
with all those with all those appearances on it.
Yeah, it filled out later on. That's supposed to be White Christmas 3, mm-hmm. and it ended up filling. You know what I mean? And people thought I was chucking. I was like, let me get it right. The only reason I ain't drop it around Christmas time was because what I didn't know. Like, you know, we going as we learn. iTunes shut down at a certain date, and you can't get it on iTunes or whatever. So what I like to do is I usually would put it on iTunes for 12 hours from 12 a.m. and then 12 p.m. you get it downloaded for free. So it shut down on me and everybody left the office for the holiday season. Damn. And I couldn't put it out. So I was like, all right, let me just wait. And you know Nels and Hov, like, man, it don't matter. They're going to wait for it and they're going to be happy when they get it. It's like you waiting for a ride. Then you mad as person probably finally showed, be like, man, took you so long. Ain't you happy? You ready to go? So I knew what I had with that. And White Christmas, Major Without a Deal, was supposed to be White Christmas. I was only supposed to get 15 to 20 bands for that. You know how that go on a little Dat Piff or live mixtape shit. And I just held out. And I end up, I made almost 10 times that. You feel me? So this shit is chess, not checkers. And this shit is a marathon, not a race.
Now, there's
and I'm
a
in it to win it.
There's a period of time when it seemed like T.I. was going to sign you. And he had even said that y'all were in talks and had a verbal agreement.
T.I.
and
my then, dog.
And that didn't work out. So what is your situation now with T.I.? Is it something that you're still talking about? Or is it
that's
just
big
just
bro.
Cool?
T.I. my dog. Like any type of, I'm a loyal person. So any type of business move I make, you know what I mean? Even if, though, because T.I. extended his hand and like, I don't ever take nothing for granted. I don't care if somebody give me a piece of bread when I ain't have nothing. I don't never, I ain't gonna
piece
never.
Piece of burger?
Nah, it's a piece of bread. He probably got burgers. Shout out to his new restaurant, Scale 925. I think, I hope I said it right. Yeah. But yeah, if somebody give me a piece of bread, when I ain't going to turn around and say, that was only a piece of bread. I never forget that, and they got my loyalty forever. So whenever I'm making a business move, I'm a hit Tip. Yo, Tip, what's up? You think I should do this or whatever? And right now, he say, yo, it's time to get a joint venture or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So we just going to figure it out. No matter what type of business I do, I'm about to... Well, I ain't gonna say what I'm gonna do because the contract ain't over in yet. But it's all type of ways to get money. Like, I'm learning that. When I first started doing this music, I was focused on, yo, I'm gonna get on stage, I'm gonna do some shows, I'm gonna get some bitches, I'm gonna get a nice car, I'm gonna get a little fame, and I'm gonna just have money. But I ain't know, look, I had a billboard in all throughout New York. I got commercials on TV for Sean John. My video premiered in Times Square. I'm doing endorsement deals with liquors and clothing companies. That's because I'm hot. You know what I'm saying? The hottest artists don't always sell the most amount of records. That's a fact, though.
You think your sales would have been high on a major label?
Yeah, hell yeah, definitely. Because they probably would have spent Envy Notice because he had A&R. I heard they spent like 700 and some thousand to market an artist and make you hot. Is that true? Or
depending
you can tell me right now. Exactly.
Yeah, they spend money to make
so them. A new artist coming in, how much would they spend about?
On that marketing could be 150. Nowadays, 150.
Yeah,
so totally everything that they would spend on them.
Nowadays, I mean, usually when you sign a deal, it could be like a $500,000 deal. They give you $100,000 up front, maybe 150 recording, and the rest goes into marketing promotion.
Well, what I spent on
money go to Nelson because he gonna pocket it.
Nelson,
of
yeah.
course, that's what Nelson like to do. He like to pocket the money.
But nowadays,
Ovain counted, Nelson pocketed. But
nowadays,
good thing it's enough to go around.
They only give about 150 nowadays.
On marketing and promo.
Yeah,
all right, cool. Well, I'm spending less than a fraction of that. You know what I'm saying? And my return is bigger. So you gotta think. That's why after Major Without a Deal Job, we had four calls, all major labels. Mm-hmm. What's up? What we doing? You know what I'm saying? And we like, all right, we gonna see. Let's wait. Because now it's different when a nigga like me, I ain't coming to them asking for nothing. They coming to me. So now I got the leverage.
Right.
Now I've been, now they see that it costs Troy Ave nothing to make an album and he could sell these amount of records. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now imagine if we put this big spotlight on him or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Imagine what he could sell. And the good thing about it with me is I'm hot in New York City. I'm not hot in Arizona, you know what I mean? I'm not hot in Omaha, Nebraska, or I'm not an artist that's hot
it's
right 14 there.
14 million people here.
I'm hot in the biggest city. Yeah. I'm hot. So when you hot here, you really feel it. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, I could be independent forever. I only want to make $5 million. That's my focus. $5 million, I'm going to be rich forever. I ain't never going to go broke. My family good, everything. So when you got, I make small goals for myself, and I've been accomplishing them.
Yeah, you're more than 5 million. We got me more than 5 million.
No, I know it's all obtainable.
You got a little baby boy.
Yeah,
5 million.
Yeah, shout out to my little man too, man. Yeah, yeah.
And what's your relationship like with Manolo Rose? Because it was all kind of issues. They said the Dope Man record. They say you stole the hook and a verse from that song.
You know what it is? We don't really got no relationship, you know what I'm saying? When I see him, I probably give him a wedgie or slap him, something regular, but it ain't, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what it is?
We ain't got no relationship when I see him, I give him a wedgie. That means y'all ain't got
or
no
slap
problems.
Him.
Nah.
Why the violence?
You know
though?
What it is? Like, they like, I'm going to tell you the whole dynamic with that. They like some older niggas from the hood who they was like more so on a weirdo type of vibe, you know what I mean? And nothing wrong with that. You could be cool with a weirdo type of vibe, but like, I'm explaining you the dynamic of our relationship. I know them and they team from selling them cocaine to sniff. I'm the dealer. It's not allegedly. It's a fact, though. I'm the dealer. They the user. You know what I'm saying? But you can still, to each his own. Everybody got their vices. No problem. You could do your thing, whatever, whatever. But now it's like a fiend from the hood. A fiend might be cool. Yeah, y'all chilling. Yeah, wipe off my tires. I give you some money for it, whatever. But a fiend ain't never going to be happy with the $10. Come on, give me a little bit more. Come on, give me a little bit more. But, I mean, he said he gave me a hit record. No problem. Make another one. I wish you the best.
Wait, so you did take the song, though?
I did not take the song.
It was all about the money, right?
I bought the beat. The song was the same record. The producer who I bought the beat from, he just actually, Manolo rapped the song straight through. The producer chopped it up, made the hook or whatever. They've been trying to get a feature with me. The DJ, which is a homeboy of mine, he played it at a barbecue. I'm like, yo, that's hot. I jump on a remix. That's where they get, I took the verse from. What I was going to do is use his joint and leave him on it or whatever. So I was just playing off of his verse. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then what happened was I put it out and then started playing it. Mm-hmm. So I say, yo, what I do is I could cash you out or I'll leave you on the hook or whatever and put you in the video, everything. He was like, I bet. Yeah, I'm all with it. But before that, they was initially butthurt because I didn't reply to a text message or something. And I ain't never do it maliciously. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't the type of nigga to egg somebody text or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was just busy and didn't see it till mad long later on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like I said, when people say they did something for you, that's 4 to 5 songs ago. You feel me? So if you made a hit record, make another one. And just do your thing. I gave you the platform.
He did, though, with the Run Ricky Run, kind of.
Did he?
That was a hard record. That was big in the club.
It ain't about being a hard record. Is it a hit record? Is he getting bags? Is he moving around? If that's a good record, then I guess so. Man, I'm blessed, so I wish the best for people and whatever. Nah, I ain't even gonna say I wish the best for them. I just don't care. I'm doing my thing so much. Yeah, I mean, you know how that go. You run into something, what's wrong with you? You stupid or whatever. You know what I mean? That's it. But I just be wishing the best for people. I just don't care because I'm so much focused on doing my thing, man. And I got to deal with real life issues. I got to deal with writers trying to tear me down. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this about? Like, where does this come from? They want to dig up my old past. Like, look at the whole thing with Vice writing. How does Complex have such a bad review about my album? And that's... What is it called when ain't writers supposed to be unbiased?
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, unbiased.
So to have such a bad review than everybody else, and what the fuck is Complex talking about? This shit is crazy. With all the legends in the game, anybody who heard my album, yo, this shit is crazy. That shows you there's bias with it. Mm-hmm. But you know, I got to deal with that because I represent everything that they don't. I stand for everything that they don't. Like, they want you to be yes a boss and just be all fragile and docile. I'm on some men, fuck that. We moving militant. If motherfuckers don't, niggas ain't want to pay me, I'm paying myself. Nigga, I just sold the CD on the way out here. Mm-hmm. That's a fact, though. I hopped out and sold the nigga CD for $5. I got $11,000 in my pocket, but I don't care because I'm focused. I never lose sight of what got me here and my ambition and what I want to be. I came here to be great. I ain't come here to be a flash in the pan, you feel me?
You have the support of established artists. What about up-and-coming artists that might look at you as competition or you might look at them as competition? Do you feel like...
I don't care. There's... I don't care about competition, Ange. I feel like,
do you have people that are up-and-coming with you that you feel like, okay, you know, I'm cool with them?
Yeah, I'm cool with Young Lito. That's my dog.
That's your
feel? Yeah. Yeah, Lito dope as
But I mean, like,
Bleezy, shout out my dog Bleezy from Brown. He from Brownsville too. I just vibe with people when it's 100. When you really rock with them,
he stayed with the same people. I don't be
with that whole music industry. Hey, you rap, I rap. Let's fuck around. Hell no. Where I'm from, we don't trust people. I seen niggas get old for trusting people. Like, you be out of here. Trust could turn you dust. So just because we rap, we not in the rapper union. I gotta fuck with you. We brothers. Hell no. I'm with my same that I came up with. I'm not kicking it with a bunch of rap. Because we all in the music business together, it don't work like that. Now, if somebody come across genuine, then I'm going to fuck with them. And we going to vibe. Like, oh, yeah, you 100. Yeah, I don't got to hear about you try to kick in my back from from some bitch that we fucking whatever behind. You know what I'm saying? Like, corny shit like that. Because I ain't for the corny shit. So I don't be really kicking it with much people. I'm like, I come from the same street aspect of everything. Like, that's how I look at everything. When In New York, you don't say what's up to people and just start all of a sudden forge a friendship. Mm-hmm. You don't do that. Just because you work or whatever, you don't do that type of shit.
Friend
and,
or foe, man. State your biz.
And Hovain be telling me all the time. He be like, yo, man, this shit, you got to look at this shit like work. And these is your coworkers, man. And I'm like, man,
look at it.
I'm a passionate person, so I can't get over it. So I learn to work. And I just, the people I fuck with is the people I fuck with. Everybody that you see on my album, like, I fuck with them. Like, Pusha T hit me at 8 in the morning. Yo, album crazy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit like that. Just reaching out, showing genuine love.
When I ask people, I'd be like, why don't you like Troy Ave? And they'd be like,
how can't you like Troy Ave?
They said they don't like that you bully like industry people, like the writers and the bloggers. But they say you don't run up on nobody that's a real street dude.
Like who? Street dudes ever have a problem with me? What real street dude ever? Because I'm gonna tell you the thing about real street, they respect other street because they know. Nobody want to be into no violence for no reason, because there's only one. It's a couple ways it's going to end. Somebody going to die. Somebody going to go to jail. Somebody going to get hurt. Right. And then you, I don't know if you hurt somebody before, but that feeling of having to be low key, damn, oh, cops going to come get me. Whatever, that shit fuck up your whole vibe. It fuck you up from getting money for a short period of time, but you don't want to do that. So real street niggas have respect.
What you writers are you bullying?
No, that's what I'm saying. What writers have
I'm just curious. Like, how would one bully a writer?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it'd be a bunch of, nobody that don't have something negative to say about me, they have not listened to my music from an unbiased standpoint. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you can search my name, you'll see probably 85% of people like, yo, Troy Ave album is crazy. Fuck you talking about? And then the other 15% will be like, yeah, oh, he only sold X amount of records or whatever. But I'm independent, dog. Like, what? You're not dealing in facts. If somebody dealing in facts, I could always respect it. I don't care what you talking about. You dealing in facts, I'm always respect. If you say, man, that Troy Ave, his Cuban links ain't even a kilo. It's only 700 grams. And then you want to try to diss me for that? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to get the other 300 grams when I get my bread up. Whatever. But don't say no dumb shit. Right. You got to deal in facts. That's all it's about.
Did you see McConaughey's tweet where he said he didn't like Major without a deal?
Shut up. Nah, don't listen to him.
I didn't.
Don't listen to Shawn. I like
McConaughey's song. Going up on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the OVO man, Johnny Rocks. You know what I'm saying? So I don't trip over that. All that music industry, that shit ain't real to me, man. For real, this shit is fake. Because it's a fact, though. When I see people who allegedly have a problem, they either apologize or it's going to be an issue. And I'm going to always win and come out on top. That's word to my son. I don't take no L's. That's a fact, though. You know what I'm saying? That's because I don't start nothing.
And you're serious about your FaceTime, too.
On FaceTime,
you
what
got
you
your headset when you FaceTime people.
Oh, man. Yo, you got, nah. I'll be in the work. I was in the work mode, man. I was in my laptop. I really be working hard. It's me, Hovain, and Money Nails. And I be by my laptop sending out emails. I got to send out Taylor. I hit this nigga Envy every other morning. Yo, play my shit. Hold me down.
5:30 in the morning.
Or the mother. Ain't other niggas ain't on it like that. You get comfortable. But yeah, I'm chilling. I can't get comfortable. I had a lot of achievements, and I'm blessed to be here. You know what I'm saying? I don't take none of this shit for granted, even being here on the Breakfast Club. My life getting crazy. I just left from a hotel. I came from Miami, four parties, I'm lying. The first party was regular. Then I had two on Saturday. I flew straight here, had a party last night. I was in the hotel last night. And then I came straight here to the Breakfast Club because I knew I'm trying to be professional. I ain't trying to be late and shit.
You ain't getting no celebrity pussy yet, though.
You's a motherfucking liar. That's a fact, though. I'm chilling, man. I got a newborn. I ain't put myself out there. But he's a motherfucking liar, nigga. I'm hot enough. That's a fact. Straight up.
This what's that? What's up with your son?
Hold on. Hit me 5 times. I said, hell no.
What's up with your son's mother, though, and your relationship with her?
We good. We all the way good. Yeah.
Like, together still?
We straight. We straight. You know what I'm saying? Now, we good. Like, I'm about to get one of my dreams that I'm about to do. I'm about to get a big ass house. I was talking to Envy about cribs. You know what I'm saying? Like, get a big ass house. 1.1 million is what I seen, but after me and him was talking, I'm like, maybe I get something for $750,000 that I could, you know, restore, fix up, and then it'd be worth that or whatever. And I'm gonna move her and move and have my moms and everybody in a big ass house. And don't get it wrong, my moms ain't living dirt poor.
Your mom's retired now.
Yeah, my mom's got a brownstone. She got money and all that. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, I'm gonna have that whole family structure. Then I got my fly ass condo that I just bought, marble floors, heated marble, all type of you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to boss my life up. That's why I'm saying, how could you hate your ass? The real is gonna get motivated, the fake is just gonna hate it. And all I do, I'm about ambition. I'm about coming from the bottom. I'm about working hard, hard work and dedication. I'm living proof that if you work hard, dedicate yourself, and believe in God, you could do anything.
I mean, you can still prove people wrong. You know what I mean? 4,500 first week sales don't always tell the tale.
It's going to be more than 4,500.
Well, it wasn't a whole week. It was just the weekend.
Yeah, it was only 2 days. I sold 4,500 records in 2 days. That's amazing.
That don't tell the whole tale.
Like, at all. That's what I'm saying. Like the Jay-Z grind. It's just the slow grind. The slow grind. And I can sell this amount of records, but bet you're going to see me hosting them parties. Motherfuckers going to come pay to see me. Like even when I was just doing clubs just now. Miami, I'm doing clubs. If I'm in the street, I'm going to sell you a CD. If you come to the club to see me, I'm going to give you the album. I don't care because you came to see me. So it cost me less than $1 to print up a quick little replica CD, whatever, duplicate. Motherfucker paying $30, $50, $1,500 for a table to come see me. I don't just take from the people. I like to give back. Right. You know what I'm saying? I take all the pictures with these people. You know what I mean? Because BSB is the people's brand. And I represent the people. You look, anybody ever met me, damn, Troy, I have a cool ass man. He a real dude. Like, I'm going to stop on it. Yo, even if I'm running, come on, let's take it. Let's take it on a walk. Let's do it, my nigga. Or come on, shorty, I got you. Whatever, it's nothing. Because I don't take nothing for granted. This, I'm really living my dreams. I'm living proof that you can live your dreams. And this, a nigga feel blessed. Like, I'll be waking up like, damn. I feel like motherfucking, I was telling Hov the other day, I feel like, How Kobe Bryant, man, he wanted to play basketball. I'm pretty sure we all wanted to be, think was going to NBA when he was younger, cool. And motherfucker, Kobe came in the league, he had his tongue out like Michael Jordan and shit like that. But like, imagine how it feel to want to be like Mike and then really be in the league on some shit. Like now, when I get dressed, like shot my Fab come through, fly shit all the time, going to the club. I'm being in the hood, getting my money, hustling and shit. And it was like, yo, we gotta go to party. Fab gonna be there. It's gonna be mad bitches. This even before me and homie was kicking it. And all right, we getting dressed. We going to club. We got our little table. We probably done pay $1,500, sometimes $4,000. We got a table. But meanwhile, this walk in, all the bitches go from here to looking this way. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm the nigga getting dressed up fly where I'm coming through on some fly shit, and everybody looking at me. I'm on that platform. And that feel good. I can't even front and tell that's you it right. Don't.
Put on
and
them tight pants, go to the club.
I ain't never wearing them tight pants. I can't wear skinny jeans because my knots don't fit.
This is my last question. Though. Would you have put the album out early, knowing what the sales would have been?
Hell no. I ain't released it. You said, wait, say it again.
Maybe without a deal, you released early. You released on like a
on
Friday.
No.
And you put it out.
No, I meant to do it like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything I'm independent, so I ain't held to the same restraints of another artist.
The label released a statement saying you released it early because you wanted it to come out before Summer Jam.
Yeah, I'm surprised I said that. That's crazy. But yeah, I wanted that shit to drop there, and then the physical copies where they came out on Tuesday. Like I could do whatever I want. I could drop on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. I'ma still sell what I sell, and I'ma still get to the money, and then it. At the end of the day, the sound scan is going to be more than $4,500. But even if I was going to get $15,000 for this album, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say I sold 2,000 copies. That's 20 bands, give or take, because it's 5% off. That's 20 bands. I still came out on top. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And at the end of the day, it's about winning. You got to look up at the scoreboard. It's about winning. They don't say how much you won by, if it was a blowout. It don't even matter who got the MVP. It's about winning. And I came here to win, dog. You can't, there's no way you could tear down Troy Ave. If you tear down Troy Ave, you tear down a culture. And I don't just mean black people. I mean black, white, Spanish. You tear down a culture. You tear down a kid that came from the streets and he trying to transition and change his life around and come to be something successful and do legit business. You know what I'm saying? So how could you hate on that? Gotcha. It don't make no type of sense.
Well, there you have it. Troy Ave, his album is out right now. Make sure you pick it up.
Major Without a Deal is Rap Album of the Year. I told people I was going to have Rap Album of the Year, And it's rap. If you listen to my album straight through, when I say rap album of the year, I mean rap music. Like the classic rap, Biggie, Jay-Z, Young Jeezy, Trapper Die, T.I. Trap Music, even Master P, Ice Cream, like that street shit, that's what it's bringing to you. Right now with rap, rap is the only genre of music where it's all bunched up and you don't get to get the subgenres of music. With rock, you get classic rock, mm-hmm. you get metal rock, you get acid rock, you get grunge rock. You know what I'm saying? You get all type of different rock. But with rap music, they just bunch us up all in one. They don't separate the conscious rap or the R&B rap or the trap rap or the turn up or you know what I mean? The stoner rap and shit like that. They just bunch us all up in one. And I'm giving you that rap music, that Biggie, that Jay-Z, that street that you grew up on. Or even if you ain't grew up on, that's, I'm giving you the foundation, the solid foundation. And with Major Without a Deal, with New York City, the album, my whole campaign was, I'm restoring the feeling, I'm bringing back New York. New York is back. I did that already. Now, with Major Without a Deal, I get to spread my wings. So you hear, I'm outside the box now. You know what I mean? So now you hear songs like you got from Biggie, like Boning Biggie, you know what I mean? Or Jay-Z, Big Pimpin', you know what I'm saying? So now I'm just outside the box, and this shit is rap album of the year, and it's going to flourish. And I guarantee you, me even doing this, it's going to spike up the sales. So then let's talk about the numbers 6 months from now. Let's talk about that if I'm still getting these bags. Ain't nothing slowing up. I'm blessed. People be scared to promote and scared to pray. Gotta do that shit all the time. And I'm on my grind, and I represent the people. You gotta vote. You gotta root for Choi Ave. If you don't root for Choi Ave, then you ain't rooting for the dream. You ain't got no dreams. You ain't got no dreams, no hopes, no ambition. You killing all the hopes. You killing the hopes of anybody to say, yo, I want to grow up and go to NFL. I want to grow up, go to NBA. I want to grow up, be a doctor. I want to grow up, be a rapper. I want to grow up, be president. They're tearing it down. No, you can't do that. No, you got to be humble. You got to be docile. You got to be... Hell no. I just got to be great.
I can see the
gotta
comments
be
right
focused.
Now. The comments going to be like, Troy Ave's good, but he's no Kobe Bryant. He's no Jackie Robinson.
That's
he's
right.
No
yeah.
Michael Jordan.
He's no Malcolm X. Don't forget Malcolm and Martin, man.
Who else did he say he was in this interview?
Yeah.
He's no Biggie Smalls. He's no...
It's going to be Troy Ave compares himself to Malcolm X and all that. Like, that. I'm a revolutionary. Yeah, I want to be like Malcolm X. He was a great person. He was a great man, and he stood for something, and he ain't take no for answer. If I would have took no for answer, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be nothing. I wouldn't be flourishing. Because believe me, on a road to success, many doors going to get slammed in your face. People going to cut you off. Going to throw all type of motherfucking tires in the racetrack, banana pills in the racetrack. You're going to try all type of shit. And you're going to get haters. But don't, to anybody listening, trying to do their thing, a hater is nothing but an insignificant character in the story of your life. At the end of the day, it's going to say, motherfucking teacher, substitute one, student three, you know, is nothing. You don't remember I was watching the motherfucking James Brown movie. James Brown had haters. We all know James Brown. Right. Do we know they haters? We don't know. I can't name a James Brown hater. Mm-hmm. I just know because they was in the movie. But they don't matter. Right. You got haters, you got haters, you got haters. Mm-hmm. You're still flourishing. That's what it's about.
I'm sure I can Google a girl's name that James Brown beat.
Listen, nah, man.
She probably hates him.
She probably hates him. We just flourishing, man. We all living our dreams, and we all successful, and we all keep being successful and just keep grinding. And I just want everybody to know you could do the same. Major Without a Deal, it got a bunch of jewels in it and gems. It's come with a money back guarantee. I'm doing it again. It come with a money back guarantee. You don't like the album, you can hit me. I'll send you the money on PayPal, whatever, $10. But just know that you listen to Major Without a Deal, it's going to give you that motivation and that grind to go out and get it. And don't look for no handouts. You can't have your hand in your chest out.
Hovain be looking like, I really wish you would stop saying he'd give people their money back. I'm not.
We got the money, Charlamagne. Hold on. Look.
No,
can I get $100?
Don't do it. Don't
I could give you $100, but I don't know.
Give him $100.
See, then they going, look, I'm going to tell you the ill shit. They going to say, man, Troy Ave didn't give Charlamagne $100, right? That's what they going to say. Man, he didn't really have it, right?
You got to give him $100.
You got to, man. Look out for your boy, man.
I'm going to give him $100.
Look out for your boy,
that might be lunch or something like that.
Troy, look out for your boy.
Hold on. Look, let me tell you, this $100.
Troy got it. You see this not?
Yeah, this a fact, though. And I'm not a Chuck. Let me tell you the difference between a Chuck. Chuck going to have some money. And then, and I still got the bank cards and shit, Envy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't walking around my re-up.
But Charlamagne done made $300.
A Chuck going to have more. This ain't just for Charlamagne. A Chuck A checker had the big bills on top and the small in the middle. No, I put the small bills on top and I had the big in the middle because I'm never trying to front for nobody. This $100 is not for Charlamagne. This is for the Breakfast Club that had breakfast because they never had no mother. Breakfast when I'm here.
You might want to give that to me then.
No, give it to you. He ain't gonna buy us no breakfast. I'm the Breakfast Club. This is my wave. The $100 is my wave. We cut a Breakfast Club. You got to buy a Breakfast Club breakfast. And you start by giving Charlamagne $100.
Charlamagne never gave us breakfast.
Didn't he leave you in North Carolina?
He sure did.
That's not true.
Dirty motherfucker.
That's not true. I heard it.
I was tuned in early in the morning.
Charlamagne picks up money off the floor.
The camera's
and strip
still
club.
Rolling. You got to give me the $100 while the camera's rolling, Troy. Troy,
you probably going to put it on some shoelaces or
something, man. I bought and made you without a deal. That's the least you can do for me.
You going to buy them breakfast? On
absolutely. Word is born.
All right,
my brother.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Sky.
Now you going to
Charlamagne was an early, he was an early supporter, man. And he motherfucking stood up for me at a time when saying some other dumb shit,
and it's about
the people who gonna fuck with you when you're not doing, you're not in their face or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You shouldn't have to give nobody $100.
No,
know?
No, no.
I'm playing with you.
I'm fortunate. I need it.
He go to new. He's a lying motherfucker. He go to new. When you come to the Breakfast Club, you gotta buy breakfast because these don't never had no breakfast.
That's real.
What's up with this?
Right. That's real.
It ain't no breakfast on the Breakfast Club.
We made you without breakfast.
That's it.
The Breakfast Club is Troy Ave.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.